This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Rob.
Hello everyone, I'm Feifei. Rob, I have a question about a saying that I heard recently. Can we talk about it in this programme?
Yes, sure. What is it?
Well, last night I was in the pub with some friends. It was getting late and they were starting to drink shots of liquor. One of my friends was encouraging me to give it a go and he said, "Drink it. It'll put hairs on your chest." What did he mean? Why would liquor put hairs on my chest? I do not want hairs on my chest.
I'm sure you don't, but that's very funny, Feifei. It'll put hairs on your chest in that context means it's good for you. It'll make you a strong man or woman.
To have hairs on my chest means I'm a strong person? What a strange expression.
Yes, I suppose it is a little strange. Traditionally, we say that'll put hairs on your chest to someone when they're about to have a very strong alcoholic drink or a very satisfying hearty meal. It's used in a humorous way.
Ah, that's what it means. I was so confused last night. Can we use this saying in any other context?
Well, yes, we can. These days, we can use this saying in many contexts. For example, we can use it to mean something that will make you healthy, strong, and tough.
Can we hear some examples, please?
Of course.
Have another drink. It'll put hairs on your chest.
Why don't you try the spicy fish dish? That'll put hairs on your chest.
I was told eating dates every day would put hairs on my chest.
Have some more green vegetables. They'll put hairs on your chest.
So we can use it will put hairs on your chest to mean something that is good for you and makes you strong.
Yes. So, Feifei, would you like to try some slow gin that I've made for Christmas?
Slow gin? I'll only have some slow gin if it doesn't put hairs on my chest.
Haha, I'm sure it won't. Here you are.
Thank you. See you next time.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from the BBC.